Good morning. Monday is back and so are we. The newspapers are heavy today. Independence Day is near after all, in case you missed out on that one. While holding the newspapers this morning, going through several pages of ads to finally reach the news. The sun has definitely gone into hiding as heavy rains engulf parts of India and humans now want to touch the sun. Parker's solar probe, mankind's first mission to touch the sun, has been launched on Sunday on a 7-year-long journey to unlock the mysteries of our star's fiery outer atmosphere and its effects on space weather. Well, now the question is, when that happens, who will be the Prime Minister of India and where will China be? If Prime Minister Modi is to be believed, and it's always an if, then he would be re-elected with an even bigger majority in Parliament in 2019. For a Prime Minister oozing with so much confidence, it is surprising that the establishment should have issues with editors and cartoons. There is a cartoon on China's deep claws around India going around after India Today decided not to publish that and several others because a bit of truth can sometimes wreak havoc. The Parliamentary Panel on External Affairs, headed by Shashi Tharoor, in its draft report has suggested that India should encourage Bhutan to ensure increase in the deployment of soldiers around northern Doklam in the Sikkim sector to check activities of Chinese military. And after external affairs, let's move on to internal affairs. It is 13th August 2018 and Kerala is where the havoc was played out. Over the last 5 days, as many as 37 people have reportedly died in Kerala and 8 of its 14 districts have been put on high alert. More than 60,000 people had to be evacuated to relief camps. Union Home Minister Rajnath Singh on Sunday said that Kerala is facing an unprecedented crisis and announced a relief of rupees 100 crore for what is being called the worst flood since 1924. Now, the Chief Minister of Kerala has asked for a relief of rupees 1200 crore, pegging the damage to about rupees 8300 crore. The sensitive Home Minister was very generous with the coffer in coughing out rupees 100 crore package. Well, now in 2017, there was a relief package to Northeast for rupees 2000 crore. Also in 2017, round about the same time, Bihar flood package was rupees 500 crore. And not only that, Gujarat too got rupees 500 crore relief package in 2017. Well, why the stepmotherly treatment to Kerala? A, because maybe there are no chances of BJP coming to power there, so why give a shit about it? But not only this, the biggest news of relief from centre came from Sushma Swaraj, who on Sunday announced that passport damaged in floods in Kerala will be replaced free of cost by government. Such emotional support, it just brings tears to my eyes. We're talking about emotional support. By now, you would have heard the name of Muzaffarpur shelter rape accused Brajesh Thakur. Well, when a joint team of Muzaffarpur Police and District Administrative reached Shaheed Khudiram Bose Central Jail in Muzaffarpur for a surprise check on Saturday, they found Brajesh Thakur strolling in the visitors' area. Probably not that surprising. Amongst other things, the cops seized two pages from him. The pages had mobile phone numbers of 40 influential people, including a minister in the government of Bihar, led by Nitish Kumar. And at the time like this, when the Muzaffarpur administration was freezing Brajesh Thakur's bank accounts, etc., it was Brajesh's son that outwitted the authorities, or simply dialed from daddy's VVIP list, to be able to sell a plot last week. Was this better or worse than Lalu Raj? The question is going to be out there, but for the answer, we'll have to wait for the next elections. And from election talk, we move to referendum talks, rather protests. On Sunday, there was a referendum called by pro-Khalistani supporters who were shouting slogans such as Khalistan Zindabad and waved anti-India placards in London. The protest was countered by We Stand With India and Love My India events, waving the Indian tricolour and placards reading India Jai Ho and Vande Mataram, along with beating their dholes in an attempt to drown out some of the speeches in favour of the so-called Referendum 2020, including that of Pakistani origin House of Lords peer Lord Nazir Ahmed. And since we're already on international territory, a quick recap of what was making news around the world. A Horizon Air Group ground service agent got into a Bombardier Q400 turboprop aircraft on Friday night in a maintenance area at Seattle Tacoma International Airport and simply took off. Flew on for about 1 hour, often erratically with attempts at aerial stunts, before crashing onto sparsely populated Kettering Island. Now, Richard Russell, who also went by the name Bebo, was not known to have had a pilot's license, and it's still not clear how he was able to take off and fly as he did. The local sheriff's department said on Twitter that either doing stunts or lack of flying skills caused the crash. And on to our last news. Well, it turns out the Chinese presence in Africa is being vehemently opposed by the animals there, especially hippo. A Chinese tourist has died after being bitten in the chest by a hippo he was trying to photograph in Kenya. The Kenya Wildlife Service said it was tracking the hippo. And that's all the tracking of news from our end for today. We will be back tomorrow. Meanwhile, be safe, stay dry, hydrated, and productive. Goodbye from takeapart.com.